Right now, it's a top 10 showdown as Bemidji State hosts Minnesota State. Both teams are 4-0 and ready to battle it out at the Chet to take a lead in the NSIC standings. Last Saturday, BSU dominated Mary 41-10 in Bismarck. Head coach Brent Bolte was happy with the Beavers' performance.
In the first half, I mean, we only had the ball four times. We scored three out of the four. Really, the defense played pretty well. Even in the first half, we gave a couple plays here and there, but they were trying to suck the life out of the game. And I mean, there was between 60 and 80 seconds between plays. Like, they just didn't set the 40-second clock. So not only the new rules, but extension of that, I think just made it a really awkward first half, not getting the ball. But our offense was playing well. And then the second half, you know, we came out and put things away, played better on special teams, and you know, didn't give up anything major there. So we finished them off, and now we're getting ready for Cato.
Boldy says today's game will come down to which team executes better.
They're really gifted up front on the O-line. Their tight end positions are just veteran. They're big. They're physical. That's going to be, you know, a true battle up front. You know, we have a lot of pride in stopping the run, but they're going to get some yards. You just have to contain them and not give up big plays. Really, really gifted on offense, and they certainly take care of the ball. You look at, you know, I look at number of plays, they're at like 285 and their defense is only like at 220. I mean, that's a college football game difference between their offense and defense playing. So if you look at the stat lines and everything else, it's two teams that are very, very similar, and it's going to come down to who executes the best and can limit mistakes.
Senior linebacker Cole Sorby says BSU needs to look inside themselves to find a way to win.
It kind of comes back to focusing on ourselves, focusing on what we can control. I mean, it's going to be a great game. They're a great team. They're going to try to run it down our throats and really stop us on our offensive side with, I mean, how explosive we can be. So, I mean, it just comes back to fundamentals, executing on all three phases of the ball, and just getting it done.
It's also homecoming today, and Coach Bolte will be excited to see many familiar faces.
It's also special just all the guys coming back. Like, I've had so many guys hit me up before during the week leading into the game, just, you know, hey, I'm going to be back. What are you doing afterwards? And it's always interesting. The stories get, you know, a little bit more disproportionate every time you hear them, and the hits and the this's and that's. And just it's fun to have those guys back. They understand my message. I've said this when I was a D coordinator, even as a position coach. Yeah, you stand on the shoulders of the people that are here before you. Extremely, you know, thrilled with all the support they've given us. It makes it a very special day.
Sorby says he's looking forward to a dip in Lake Bemidji later today.
I mean, it's always special for us at homecoming. We want to get in that lake. That's a big priority for us on the season and this week. I mean, I've had one time in my career where we didn't get in the lake, and that's one of the worst feelings ever. So we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
All of the preparations and hype are done. It's time for Bemidji State and Minnesota State to decide the outcome on the field. It's the Beavers versus the Mavericks right now on the Beaver Radio Network. Tell me, what are you-